have to get near.
So it's me again, and this time I'm talking with somebody who was heavily involved in the walk in Detroit. He guided it. It's David Zareta, someone who I met a good while back doing Big Walk, where we did our 30-mile Windsor walk. David does well, he knows Detroit, he knows the architecture, at least he's got an interest in this stuff, and took a nice group of 8 or 9 of us, let's see, this past Saturday afternoon, and we spent, 5 hours walking around downtown Detroit, Brush Park and whatnot. So I wanted to ask David a little bit more about that. He's here now. Why in the heck do you bother to take walks in Detroit? What's going on over there, this 400 feet or how many 400 yards away, that more people need to know about and be aware of, because they live in this unique space?
Well, Detroit today is a very interesting phenomenon in terms of what's happening there regarding loss of jobs, loss of population, loss of revenue. How does a city survive these circumstances? To what extent is Detroit the future of industrial North America? What lessons can we learn from Detroit? Living on Detroit's doorstep, it would be a shame not to try and observe what's happening there firsthand.
Yeah, and going there is something that we were obviously ignorant. We were completely clueless as to what we were seeing. So would you advise people to be investigative on their own, just to get in their car, take 15 minutes at the border and explore?
Well, I think there are things that you should do to prepare for your visit. I think you can go to a number of online sites to search out different things. There are books. I would try to be an educated explorer and try to have some things in mind that you're going to go there rather than just randomly walking around. There are sources of information that I would access before going over there, and Preservation Wayne, their online site would be I think helpful. There's any number of things that you should do to have an idea of what you're going over there to look for.
And it is ground zero. So this is a city that is experiencing the hardships first, which leads you to believe they might be experiencing what carries them out of those hardships first. And culturally, it's a whirlwind. David knows as well as I do, better than I do, how much there is going on over there. You can't keep up. There's so much. And we're not talking about going over there and walking around for free and being blown away by the history. We're talking about actual events, shows, spaces that are being used. So I highly recommend it. We were over there for a while. Heidelberg Project, mind-blowing. On the weekends, I guess you can maybe pop in and see the guy who started it all, and
artwork in the windows on Woodward Avenue, just walking up and down Woodward Avenue and seeing how they're utilizing empty store front space with art, and innovative ideas that many of them are good ideas that are going to be adopted elsewhere.
Check it out. It's right across the river. It's a swim away. Experience Detroit, because it's a part of Metro Windsor, whether you want to believe it or not.